The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur.
Bonjour to you, Abs.
How is it going today? You're winning this morning, Jean-Jacques.
I believe I'm winning. You know, when you talk about writing the trick, I never think about the pupils writing the trick. It's the parents who do it, man. Like, those are the guys that take the real... That's the strain. Those are the people you should be speaking to. Sail through it, man.
Before we get carried away with ourselves, because I want to take on that topic. But yeah, what's the latest coming out of Uganda?
Well, you know, Yoweri Museveni is 72 years old. And so the next election comes in 2021. He will have exceeded the age limit, constitutional age limit. Well, that's not going to bother you where he was 70s. He's got his MPs, government MPs have now voted to change the constitution. So we have African leaders who believe their countries can't do without them. And they're prepared to change the very ground rules so that they can stay in power. You know, I think it was Barack Obama said that if you have to stay in power, above all things, certainly change the constitution. That means you haven't done your job as the president. You have a time to do it. Get it done and move on. But certainly that's sadly not the case in many African countries. And I just don't, at the bottom top of my tongue, know exactly how many years Yoweri Museveni's been in there, but it's certainly in the dozens. And so he, you know, time for him to go, but he doesn't believe that.
I wonder if Togo can give us some pointers in terms of suspending parliament.
Well, Togo, of course, has the same sort of thing. They have now a family dynasty. They have Faure Gnassingbé, who's been there for since 2002. He took over from his daddy, who'd been in power for 38 years. So they've got 50 years of the Gnassingbés, and they are now walking through the streets yelling, 50 years is too much. In French, I can teach you that. 50 ans, c'est trop. But anyway.
50 ans, c'est trop.
C'est trop, T-R-O-S, trop.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, that's too long. And now even the United Nations is saying, and you've got to listen to these people. You know, you can't keep these the people down for any longer. They promised talks on constitutional change, i.e. would they change the constitution to bring in a term limit. But now they haven't had those. So now the MPs are protesting, saying, you promised to have these talks. When are we going to do it? You're not doing it. And they've actually suspended parliament because of the protests. So they're in for some stormy times, the Togolese. And that's a pity because, you know, I think if Gnassingbé just got the message that time to move on, things could normalize in the country.
And also while speaking to that, though, the U.S. Once again imposing ban on some of the citizens from certain countries.
Well, imposing visa bans on Guinea and Eritrea. And that is because those two countries won't take back citizens who've been trying to get into the United States and have been deported. That's their citizens. Sierra Leone had the same thing, wasn't taking back citizens, but has thought better of it. So now they have agreed to, and there's some, a group have already gone back or are going back right now. But I mean, the United States has a point, you know. What do you do with people that you, with citizens of another country that you're not going to allow admission to? Surely the country should take them back. Of course, in cases of political asylum and unrest and that sort of thing, there's a case to be made for people seeking asylum. And I suppose in Eritrea, there would be a case. You know that military service, for example, would include both you and I. You know, you see me carrying a gun with my creaking bones, it would be a bit of a joke. But nevertheless, as a male in Eritrea, you're liable for military service at any given time. And it is probably one of the more, in terms of media and other things, one more oppressive governments in Africa. So there's an argument to be made for political asylum from that country. But nevertheless, those citizens who don't, and Eritreans make up a huge number of migrants trying to get out of Africa into other countries. But if you have them at the border and they say, where are you from, this country, somebody's got to take them back. And if they won't, well, you know, there's a case to be made for stopping visas to people from those countries.
And I suppose, you know what, the U.S. is only doing what it needs to do to keep its citizens safe, but at what cost? You know, these are the questions that you'll never find answers to. Just very quickly, Jean-Jacques, what was that word again? Were you saying long time?
Tor, too much.
Slowly now.
TORS, but you can use it in many contexts.
Yeah, I was going
to. When an actor goes overboard or anybody going overboard.
Yeah.
C'est trop.
C'est trop.
That is TORS.
I'll tell you why I'm asking that is because yesterday I'm a Kaiser Chiefs fan and Kaiser Chiefs hasn't beaten Cape Town City C'est trop. Yeah, in a long time. Yeah, so now I'm going to be using that. C'est trop. Yeah. So,
c'est trop, too long.
C'est trop.
I'm feeling pity about that Kaiser Chiefs. We were getting on so well, eh? So you Kaiser Chiefs because you couldn't find a Mamelodi Sundowns
you see,
jersey to fit.
This is where I tell you, Jean-Jacques, you're fired. Get out. Cheers, Baba. Jean-Jacques Kanish, we chat soon.
Okay, all the best, man.
Thank you so much.